Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in Siman Shin Chav Ches. Today, we are doing Si'ifim, Hey, Vav, Zayin, and Ches. This is page Kuf Samach Dalid, Amud Aleph. And essentially, all we're doing is we're going through various injuries and illnesses that we consider to be Safik Pikuach Nefesh or Pikuach Nefesh for which we are Mechalel Shabbos. So says the Shulchan Aruch in Sif, Hey, page Kuf Samach Dalid, Amud Aleph, Makashayin Shalchalon, Nishalon Bebakiyu Bechalev. If you have a non-internal injury, you have to ask both an expert and the sick person himself. And we're only going to be mechal Shabbos if either the doctor or the sick person himself says that it requires chil Shabbos, or if one of them considers it to be a situation of sakonis nefashos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, sakonis nefashos, sarach lomar, suffix sakonis nefashos, meaning that it's at least a suffix sakonis nefashos, v'as lomar, dafilu amr mrak, shema yichbar alav v'choli v'yistakein, that even if right now he doesn't feel that he's in sakana, but he thinks that maybe if it continues and we don't treat it, it's going to get worse and it will be sakana, nami shari, you're also allowed to be mechal Shabbos. V'zeh, shasiyeh ma'ramah, v'ayin lekaman, simtav reshud ches, tichem v'orsham, l'inachlis yom kiburim, v'adin kan. And that's why the Ramah adds in over here to look in Siman Tav Reshut Ches, because when it comes to Achilles Yom Kippurim, you don't have to wait till you're actually in Sakana. If you know that you're headed down a road where you will be in Sakana, then you're allowed to already eat on Yom Kippur. Si'ivav, makashal gava yad v'gava regel, and a wound, an injury on the back of the hand or the back of the foot, v'chein misha bala aluka, or someone who swallows a leech, v'chein misha neshachu kelev shelter, or someone who's bit by a rabid dog or a wild dog, o'echel mizoch le'afar amen, or some sort of a stream of dirt that can kill him. Afilu safek imemisim lav. Even if it's a safek whether it will kill him or not, harehem kemakas shel chalal. That is a din of a makal shel chalal for which we are mechal Shabbos. There is no mishnah berurah on siv vav. Siv zayin mechal on Shabbos al kol makas shenasas mechamas barzel. We are mechal Shabbos for any makah that happens because of being struck by iron, val shchina ba befiat tabaas, and similarly for any boil that appears by the anus, val simta, and on something called simta vua nikro plunkro belaz, which is called plunkro in German, val mishiyesh bo kadachas cham biyoser oim simur, or someone who has a very high fever, or someone who has something called simur. What are these things? Says the Mishnah Berurah, al kol makafilin bechalaguf afilu shalal gaviyad va'aragel. We said anything that's because of barzel, even if it's not in the an internal injury, and even if it's not on the hand or the foot, which we assume to be particularly dangerous, that's still going to be something that's considered to be sakana. Cham biyoser hu anikra b'loshon Ashkenaz tifus uchadome. So we said it's someone who has a kadachas cham biyoser. Mishabura says that's typhus. Im simur miloshon tesamr saras pisari. Simur means like the hairs on my skin are standing up. Hu anikra shoyderin b'loshon Ashkenaz, and it's a type of illness called a shoyderin in German or Yiddish. Shaba akrirus v'achamimus bepamachas, where the coldness and the fever, the heat, come at the same time. Person feels cold and hot, mamish, at the same time. La fuke kadach samatsu, which is not like a regular fever, shabam mitchila akrirus v'acharka chachamimus, where first a person feels cold and then a person feels hot. Ein ze b'chal chol sheyesh b'sakana. That would not be considered chol sheyesh b'sakana. U'mikol makom al yidei ein yudi mutum l'chal lov Shabbos. But nevertheless, a person has a fever, even if it's not the kind where you feel cold and hot at the same time, then you could ask an Einu Yehudi to be Mechal Shabbos for you. Sivches, Misha Achazu Dam, Mekizno Sa'afilu Holech Al Raglov, Fa'afilu Biyom Rishon. Someone who did bloodletting, someone who needs bloodletting, who has a buildup of blood, we're allowed to do bloodletting for him, we're allowed to make his dam for him, even if he's able to walk around, and even on the first day that he's experiencing this pain of extra dam. Says the Mishmur Sivkat Chavalef, Afilu Al Yidei Yisrael, Desakan. You can even have a Jew do this bloodletting for him, because we consider this to be a sakana. We don't know what this is exactly, and when the person needs bloodletting, we don't view that as a particularly therapeutic thing anymore. In the Dirshu, he quotes from Rav Nissim Karelitz that it means someone who has a high blood pressure or a low blood pressure and needs to be treated. Okay, so that could be dangerous. But if a person has this achizas dam to a much lesser degree, and he realizes, he knows that it's only a mechosh b'alma and that it's not actually dangerous, then it's going to be usher to do anything about that on Shabbos. So to review what we learned tonight, in Sefei we said that if you have a makah that's not a makah shel chalal, you ask the patient and the doctor, and if either one of them says that it is sakana or will be sakana, then you're mechal Shabbos. Sivav, we identified the particular danger of a makah on the gav hayad or gav haregel, as well as a bunch of other dangerous things. In Siv Zayin, we said that anything that comes about on as a result of being struck by barzel or a boil by the anus or other types of things of fever that where your person is hot and cold at the same time, that is also considered to be a sakana. And then in Siv Ches, we said that if someone needs bloodletting, you're allowed to do the bloodletting. But the Mishnah Berurah pointed out that if he knows that it's really only a mechush and not much more than that, then you're not allowed to do that bloodletting on Shabbos. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Si'ifim Tas, Yud, Yud Aleph, and I guess Yud Beis as well. Okay, everyone have a wonderful evening, and thank you for joining me.